and death, right and wrong, love and hate. If only it were that simple. The human being is so complex that it is almost impossible to completely understand oneself, let alone anyone else. We wonder, why is it so hard to empathize with others? It's simple. We all create facades to try to express ourselves, but over time, they can become so convoluted and twisted that we barely remember who we really are behind the mask. This year, we each made a plaster mask, a perfect replica of ourselves. At first, this was just another bonding activity, or another way to make the class more interesting. I realized that it's much more than that. This process was a way to help us see behind these masks, to learn who we are and what we believe, because we have even gone so far as to forget that we've forgotten anything. It would be so easy to just forget it all, but in order to experience life to its fullest, these memories cannot be lost. They can pull us through the hardest times, and they are the blossom of love. So we try to focus on love. Even when we are confused and upset, we can still love. This year, I've lost so many things, but I'm slowly gaining them back. I just have to trust myself. I look back, and I see an oblivion, a deep, invisible pit full of truths I couldn't see. People I know have been raped, have contemplated suicide, have lost their dad. I wonder how I could have been so naive. But maybe I wasn't. Life is a process of growth. We can't learn everything in a day. While I learned about the confusion and frustration and pain, I've also found that along with these emotions comes love. I used to wonder why it takes so much guts to ask someone out or express to someone how much you love them, but I realized that this answer is just as simple as the other. We don't want to lose them. Just over the course of this spring, I've lost two important members of my family, my pet rat, Lirielle, and then my great-grandma. I've realized that the pain of loss is just as hard to express as love. For some reason, it is a very delicate subject and makes us feel somehow exposed. Our work is here. I wonder if the wires connecting the pieces of my mask are pushing them apart to show more of who I am, or desperately trying to put them back together before anybody sees too much. Or they could just be doing neither. They could simply be sitting there, showing just how much I want to show. Imagine yourself in a crowded subway station, and consider this part of a poem I wrote. A rainbow of emotions, but withdraw, and it is only a gray mass of body, doing everything in their grasp to look as if they were doing nothing. So we look for ourselves, pulling aside the curtains we've drawn closed for so long. And on a simple plaster mask, we show you a little bit more about who we are behind the mask. So if someone were to ask me, what is a UU? This is what I would tell them. A UU is someone who believes in the greatness of everyone's unique character and appearance. We believe in a freedom of choice where you decide who you will be. It is appreciating the things and people around us for who and what they are. It is about learning and sharing in your ever-continuing growth of mind, spirit, and heart. Thank you.